Hello to all of my listeners out there. You just heard from me yesterday, and here I am again today. I don't plan on making one of these every day, but I find that when I start something new, I get really excited about it in the beginning, and I want to make a lot of it, all of the time, whatever it is. And then as time goes on, you kind of lose your vigor, I guess, about it. And that's kind of what happened with GWA. In the beginning, when I first started, I was making audios like every couple days or something like that. And then, you kind of lose your creativity and, it's not, this new exciting thing anymore. And of course, I still love to do it, and I still love the response I get from all of you guys. But I think everybody has experienced that, where you're really excited in the beginning of something, whether it's a relationship or a hobby, and you just want to do it all the time. And then as time goes on, it's kind of not as exciting as and excuse me, not as exciting anymore. Anyway, I figured I could tell you what I did to celebrate 4th of July, because it is our Independence Day today in America. But I'm working today, so I won't be able to celebrate. But I did kind of-ish celebrate yesterday, so I figured I would tell you what I did. And there's a little story with this. Yesterday I took my son to visit his old foster family. And if you don't know, I posted an audio a long time ago. I think it was just called like My Story or something like that. Where I explained that my son was in foster care for 11 months. So, a brief overview is that I was a addicted to heroin for 3 years, and I ended up getting pregnant and was not able to get clean before the baby was born. And so when he was born, he was taken into custody by CPS and placed with a foster family. And then once that happened, it really kind of kicked my ass, and I got sober, did all the services that they required me to do, and now my son is back with me. But anyway, his foster family, his mother specifically, was just an angel, and she still is. She's so sweet. She was always so supportive of me. Constantly sent me pictures and videos and updates, and we FaceTimed all the time, and she was just really great the whole time. Really was one of my biggest supporters during that whole time in my life. And so I like to go over and visit her sometimes, so that she can, see my son and see how he's doing and how much he's grown. And so we went over and visited them yesterday, and it was a lot of fun. Her house is crazy. She has, let me think, I think 9 kids. She has 2 biological children, 2 children that she adopted, like back in the late 90s, so they're older now, but they still are living with her. And then she has 4 children that she was fostering the same time she was fostering my son, but she ended up adopting those 4. So those are her children now. And then she has 1 more that is a foster child that she is hopefully going to be able to adopt. She's still in the process of petitioning for adoption and stuff like that. And then potentially 2 more, because this one has 2 more siblings and she wants to take them in too. She's just an angel. She told me that's the reason she became a foster mother. was so that she could take in groups of siblings and they wouldn't have to be separated in the system. And she is just, she's a superwoman if I've ever seen one, I swear. She's just so, so, I don't even know what the word is. She's just an angel. Really, she's just an angel. So, my son, we went over and he got to see all of his old, brothers and sisters, his foster mom, and, it was just a good time. And then the one foster child she has now is, about a year and a half, and my son is two, so they're very close in age, and watching, watching them play together, I could just tell, that they're going to end up being, good friends. So it was very great to see. And I've also never seen my son interact with a child his own age. He goes to daycare, but because of COVID, I'm not able to stay for a day and watch him interact if I wanted to. Like, before COVID, they would let parents, kind of come in for an hour or whatever to, take a tour of the building and watch their child play and interact and stuff, but now because of COVID, they can't allow that. But it was really nice to see my son interact with a child his own age, and my son's such a sweetheart. He's so cute. But yeah, so I don't want to talk all about my son. I know that's not everyone's cup of tea. Not everybody has kids, and not everyone cares about my son. We had a lot of fun yesterday. Today I have work. I think I'm going to come home and, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do for the rest of the day. yeah. That was my day yesterday. There was something else I wanted to kind of talk about, but I can't remember what it was now. I go to the same gas station every morning, because they have coffee that I like. Like, out of every gas station I've been to, this is the only one that has coffee that I like. Or not the only one that has coffee that I like, but it has the best coffee, I find. So I go there every morning, and this morning, all of the pots were empty, so I had to ask the cashier to brew some more, and then I had to sit and wait for the coffee to brew, and now I'm late for work, but I'm late every day, so it doesn't matter. What do you call it? Oh, and if you're wondering, why don't I just make coffee at home? Well, I have two coffee makers at home, and my son, smashed the pot on both of them. Like, I had taken it off the counter to clean off the counter one day, and just put it on the floor next to me, and my son, I guess, came up next to me and I wasn't paying attention, and he grabbed the pot and ran away with it, and I was like, oh my god, no, come back here. And then he dropped it and it just shattered everywhere. Thankfully he was not hurt. Just the sound scared him and he ran back to me, so I had to clean that up. And then the second one I got, I think I actually broke the second one. I don't remember how, but, yeah, I don't have great luck with coffee pots at my house, so I've just decided to just get coffee at the gas station and, you know, circumvent all those issues. yeah, I feel like I'm saying, yeah, a lot. I'm sorry. This is, new, and I'm trying to keep it authentic and not, I don't want to edit these audios like I said yesterday, but I also don't want to, like, have long pauses where I'm just like, so, yeah. I guess I'll end it here, and, I don't know, when I have more to say, I'll make another one. Okay, I hope you all have a wonderful day, and you'll hear from me soon. Bye.